Welcome to Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I have a funny story to tell you. So we're going down tomorrow to see our kids down in Arizona. We're going to drive down there. And so we had to get somebody to watch Dash. And so we found this lady by the name of Sharon. She loves dogs. And so we got Dash's bed in the car last night and his leash and his food. And, you know, we get about 4 or 5 miles down the road. And all of a sudden my wife looks at me and she said, "We forgot Dash." So we had all the essentials, but the one thing essential, the dog. Now, folks, I'm convinced that had my wife not been in the car, I would have gone 30 miles to Sharon's house without the dog. I would have had everything else, but not the dog. I would have made it all the way, gotten all the way there and said, "Oops, I forgot something." Now, before you start laughing at me, you've done stuff like that too, right? So we sometimes forget things. Now, this is Thanksgiving, and it's a day that we set apart to remember, not to forget, but to remember all the things that God has done for us, all the blessings that God has given. It's cool that we set apart a day for us to do that very thing, to say, "God, you're awesome. And look at all the things that you've done for me. And I'm so grateful for what you've done." But I have a question. Why is it that we so often forget the other 364 days a year to give thanks to God? And I think there's some reasons for that. Number one, sometimes when good things come our way, we think it's us who's done it, right? I put in the time, I put in the effort, I put in the work, I worked extra hours, you know, I made all those good decisions financially, and so look what I've done, and look at how good I am, and look at how successful I've been. So we think it's us. Secondly, sometimes we're just pretty busy. We're so busy going to work and raising our kids and being with our grandkids and traveling around and enjoying our retirement, that we just kind of get busy in the everyday flow of life, and we forget to stop and reflect and thank God for the things that he's given us. And thirdly, the third reason I think we sometimes forget to give thanks on a daily basis, and I would say many times during the day we should be doing a Thanksgiving prayer to God. The reason we sometimes forget to do that is because of our focus. We can become so focused on all the negative things of life and all the things that are going wrong and the high gas prices and inflation and the political climate and, oh, we're hearing more about COVID and, oh, this is wrong and that's wrong, and not to mention all the things that go wrong in our life. And sometimes we can become so focused on the negativity of our life that we forget to thank God for the good things that he gives every day. But because our focus is so clouded by all the negativity around us, we forget, like I forgot Dash, we forget to give thanks. Now, the verse I want to focus on, many of you have said it as a table prayer for years. It goes like this: "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." This is Psalm 106, verse 1. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever." First of all, we give thanks to God, not to ourselves, not to our lucky stars. I mean, sometimes wonder on Thanksgiving Day, who does an atheist thank? Himself? The lotto? I mean, his lucky stars? Who does he thank? He has nobody to thank. We know where all these good gifts come from. And so when it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord," there's one essential element that we give thanks to. It's Almighty God, for what he's done and for how good he is. And so we say, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." Secondly, we give thanks because God is good. We oftentimes use this statement, "Oh, the good Lord has done this and the good Lord has done that." We say that God is love and love is God. Well, good is God and God is good. I think of a church where at the end of the service every day, the pastor says, "God is good," and the people say, "All the time." Well, he really is the author of good. Any good gift you have in your life, according to the book of James, comes from one ultimate source. It comes from the gracious and benevolent and guiding hand of God. And so we say, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord," because he is the essence of what is good. And every good gift we have comes from him. So, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And then this is my favorite part: "And his mercy endures forever." Oh, there's so many times we mess up. There's so many times we screw up. There's so many times we sin. There's so many times we fail and we fall and we trip and stumble into transgression. But God's mercy never fades, never quits, never spoils, never ends. It's there. His love reaches down and picks us up in our most desperate moments, our most difficult times, our most debaucherous kind of sins. God lifts us up and forgives us in the midst of all of that. And how cool is that, that Jesus does that? And why does he do it? Why does God the Father do it? Why does Christ do it? Because Christ went to the cross and died in our place. And because he died in our place and because he rose again from the dead, God's mercy is always there. You can never get to the end of the mercy of God. It's consistent. It's constant. It's never ending. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures not just for a time, but for a lifetime and into eternity. How sweet. How wonderful is that? So we started this message by saying Pastor Dave is pretty forgetful. He got 5 miles down the road and forgot his dog when he's taking his dog to a place to get babysat. Or dog set. Yeah, I'm forgetful. But it reminds me that we're pretty forgetful too when it comes to giving thanks to God. And what this text says in this beautiful Psalm, Psalm 106 verse 1 is, at the end of every day, why don't we say this Psalm? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. My challenge for you is that 365 days a year, you give thanks to God because of his goodness, because of his mercy, and you say it many times a day. That's my challenge for you. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ and a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.